Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And I'll tell you, when I first was became a Christian, James was the first book I landed. You guys probably don't know this, but I had a foul mouth. Man, I tell you, I lived up there in County of Norfolk, Virginia, where the sailors come in, and I had a bad mouth. But as I got into the book of James, it says, how in the world can blessing and cursing proceed out of your mouth? And I made that a memory verse. And when that became a memory verse, every time a word came out, that verse came up. I repeated it. But you know, it was bad when you started not liking it. That's when I knew that the Spirit was working. That's when I knew that the Spirit was working. And what we all got to understand, folks, is that people are at different parts of their Christian walk. We're all at some people early, some people mid, and some at the end. So what we got to go around doing is judging people. A lot of people are going through a lot of things. What we need to do is encourage them and make sure we don't put a stumbling block in their way. So be a hero today. Hear God's word. Receive God's word. And obey God's word. Because if you just simply hear his word, you're deceiving yourselves. And I'm telling you, everybody talking about Satan deceiving you. That's true. But when you deceive yourselves, that's bad. That's bad. So the next thing God wants us to talk about, and we heard it last week, it says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. 1 Corinthians 15:33. And the scripture starts off with saying, be not deceived. In other words, don't go, whenever it says that, that means you need to be on warning. I talk to a lot of young kids, and they say, hey, I can hang around these friends. Oh, it won't affect me. What happened to them? They've been deceived. The Bible is so clear. It says a companion of fools is soon what? Destroyed. If you think you can hang around a bunch of knuckleheads and still do right, you've been deceived. You got to watch who you're hanging around with. And this goes for adults alike. We've been saved, and then we got friends that are still in the world, but yet they still want us to come hang out with them. We can't do that. We can't do that. God says evil communication corrupts good manners. Now, what are some methods of communication? There's direct, where we're talking, and then there's indirect. Some indirect ways is reading, listening to the radio, watching TV. And if you look at our society, when the TV was introduced, we can see our society is declining. Why? Because it's evil communications. We're watching all types of stuff on TV, and we think it's right. You know, and it just irks me when I'm watching a nice movie, and all of a sudden, you know the persons are not saved, and then they're playing all this little la-la-la beautiful music. The people come together, kiss, and they end up in bed. And they want us to like that. That's wrong. The Bible said marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled, but the TV makes it all beautiful, as long as it's playing their little music. You know, and I just hate it. And like those stories, I'm glad those things are going off. Some of them already going off. They need to get the rest of them off. Because when we look at these things, we think they're become the norm. Our kids who grew up, that are growing up, they don't know what's right. They don't know what's right. So what we need to do is make sure, folks, that we watch how we're communicating and who we're communicating with. Because whenever we communicate indirect or directly, remember, every sin begins with a what? A thought. And then that thought becomes an action. And then the action produces fruit or whatever it is, fruits of work. Now, the next thing I want to talk about. So that's two things. Don't deceive yourselves. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good manners. And believe it or not, the last one, Galatians 6:7-9. Let's turn there. My wife told me don't be long today. I'm going to try to listen today. Galatians 6:7-9-11. And look, it starts off with this, be not deceived. So whenever you see that, you need to be on warning right there. It says, be not deceived. Something's about that. He's going to tell you something good here. God is not marked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.